We all expect to see pigeons in New York City parks, but George Bodarkey from member station WFUV discovered many more exotic birds on a recent Saturday morning. He sent this audio postcard.
These are far from the sounds of honking cars and screaming fire engines. But don't be fooled. This is New York City. I'm in a park in Manhattan's Chinatown. Every morning, Chinese immigrants come here to show off their pets, Wame birds. Gordon Douglas lives in the neighborhood. This is the first time he's been out early enough to hear the Wame sing.
These are not New York City birds. They're not pigeons. You know, you don't hear birds a lot in the city. It's very exotic and wonderful.
Wame means painted brow, and once I saw the birds, I quickly got it. They have blue and white markings around their eyes. Wames are among the most popular songbirds in China, but they're successfully bred in the U.S. Tommy Chan drives down twice a week from his upstate New York home to show off his Wames.
The bird is just calming. The songs is soothing me. And I also talk to the people, nothing to do with business, just a friendship, you know, exchanging idea about bird. So, you know, very relaxing to me.
Bird owners sit on or lean against an iron railing in the park. Chan is one of the few who speaks English. At 50-something, he's also one of the youngest. This morning, the men have carried in about 40 Wame birds. Some of their bamboo cages are placed among the greenery in a little garden. Others hang from poles pieced together from old plumbing pipes or swing from a nylon line. And some of the cages are covered with white cotton sheets. Wames, I'm told, are very territorial. When they see each other, they fight. Otherwise, they sing.
They sing and they try to find a mate, a female. That's why they sing.
Brooklyn resident Wei Lee is somewhat of an authority on Wame birds. He's been coming here to listen to them sing for many years. In the early 1990s, just a few Chinese men brought their birds here to sing. The park at that time was actually a haven for drug dealers. But Anna Magenta teamed up with her Chinese neighbors to reclaim the park and make the garden the oasis it is today.
This is the only bird garden outside of Hong Kong. There's a birdman arriving now, another one.
One visitor tells me that hearing the Wame sing is like watching a sunrise. For NPR News, I'm George Bodarkey in New York.